Design services with customer diversity and needs in mind. Service design is the process of creating new services, but there's no clear definition. It's a flexible approach that uses different methods and tools to design services. However, there are five main ideas most people agree on. The first one is that service design should focus on the user. In other words, the customer should be the most important part of the process. Unlike physical products, a service is about the experience, a process where the service provider works directly with the customer. So, for a service to work well, it needs to be designed around the customer's needs and experience. A public service like a bus system is only helpful if it stops at the right locations and goes to places people actually need. When creating your own service, don't rely too much on statistics alone. While numbers can tell you things like the busiest times of day, they don't give the full picture. For example, if you only know two people who are both 70 years old, married, financially successful, and from the UK, you wouldn't know which one is Prince Charles and which one is Ozzy Osbourne. This shows that relying only on data can be misleading and doesn't reveal everything you need to know about people's needs. Customer differences. These men are all different from each other. This shows that no two customers are the same. Each customer has their own background, habits, and reasons for making choices. To really understand your customers, you need to pay attention to these differences. It's not enough to only look at numbers and data. You should also consider the personal side of each customer when designing your service. Both facts and personal details are important for success. Service design prosper with co-creation and meticulous detail sequencing. Creating a new service involves including customers and other stakeholders like managers, marketers, engineers, and possibly private organizations and government agencies. These stakeholders are all involved with the service. Customers are also considered stakeholders. Everyone involved in designing a service should have a say because they all contribute to its success. For instance, if you're starting a public transportation service, you'd work with various people, government officials for rules, engineers for safety checks on buses, and maybe a marketing team for promotion. This collaboration ensures that everyone's needs are met, using each stakeholder's expertise and ideas to improve the service. Build a team for service design. When creating a co-creative environment, it's important to consider everyone involved in the process. This includes all the people who will be impacted by or contribute to the service. It's not a problem because each person can bring useful ideas and knowledge. The third principle of service design is sequencing, which is about the order in which a service is delivered. Think of it like a movie. Just as a movie is made of different scenes that tell a story when put in order, a service is made of different steps or interactions that together create the full experience. Sequencing helps you break down each step of the customer experience and all the interactions that happen. It gives you a clear picture of the service and helps you catch details you might miss. For example, when opening a new barber shop, sequencing shows that you should sweep the floor between customers and provide things like magazines or a TV for customers who arrive early, so they stay comfortable while waiting. Utilize souvenirs for better service and think broadly for enhancements. After learning about the first three principles of service design, let's dive into the final two, evidence and holistic thinking. When you design a service, it's important to consider a tangible item or physical proof associated with it. This could be something that extends the service experience and serves as a reminder for customers once they've used it, like a keepsake of the service. When tourists and travelers return from their trips, they often bring back mementos like coffee mugs, snow globes, or postcards that show where they visited, whether it's a hotel, the French Riviera, or Niagara Falls. Similarly, your service should provide a keepsake that extends the experience beyond the moment. This service souvenir will remind customers of the enjoyable time they had, encouraging them to come back again. Lastly, to fully understand your service, take a holistic approach and consider the complete picture. See the big picture in service design. Focusing on the fine details is crucial for a great service experience, but it's equally important not to lose sight of the big picture. While you may prioritize what customers see, don't forget about their other senses, like hearing, smell, and taste, which can also influence their overall experience. For instance, in a barber shop, the interior design's colors should be soothing rather than harsh to create a calming atmosphere. Looking at the big picture helps you find better ways to start, finish, or unfold a service. For example, imagine if your barbershop always had a pot of freshly brewed coffee. Customers could enjoy a cup and the shop would smell great too, making a fantastic first impression. Now that we've covered the five principles of service design thinking, let's get practical with our tools. Stakeholder maps prevent and resolve problems effectively. In service design thinking, the third key is involving everyone in the process. This can be challenging. Using a stakeholder map, the first tool in the toolbox, can prevent confusion. A stakeholder map visually represents everyone involved with your service. It shows every manager, marketer, government agent, and employee. To create this map, start by listing every stakeholder involved and note their relationships to the service and each other. Then, use lines and symbols to show these connections visually, helping you understand your service's complexity. The map also includes circles showing influence, with stakeholders closer to the center having more impact. A stakeholder map improves NL agency's service. Design Thinkers, a service design company, teamed up with the Dutch Ministry of Economic Affairs to assist the struggling NL agency. This agency was responsible for a policy aimed at improving government relations with international businesses. Design Thinkers used a stakeholder map to identify why the agency was facing challenges. This map was crucial as it helped them understand the intricate connections between businesses and government officials, and how these relationships impacted the agency's work. The stakeholder map highlighted why the NL agency faced conflicts and confusion. Managers spent too much time handling confused staff trying to juggle agency and external demands. This shift allowed the agency to prioritize its main focus, helping customers, businesses, and educational institutions effectively. The customer journey map visualizes service design and highlights features. A customer journey map is another useful tool for understanding your service overall. It helps visualize every step of how customers interact with you. To create one, you list and link all the touch points and interactions you have with customers. It's crucial to talk to them directly to capture their full journey. They're the experts on their own experiences. For instance, for your barbershop, consider their first online encounter with your service. How was booking their appointment by phone? Did they easily find your shop? Did they enjoy the coffee and magazines? And were they satisfied with their haircut and payment process? Improve customer experience with journey mapping. Customer journey maps include various interactions. Visualizing these touch points in a timeline offers valuable insights and improvement opportunities. For instance, if the top complaint is long wait times, customers dislike waiting while you prepare coffee or clean between customers. By using a customer journey map, you can easily find ways to enhance their experience and adjust specific touch points. The map provides a complete view, showing how changes in one area impact other interactions. For example, hiring an additional staff member for tasks like sweeping and making coffee could help serve customers faster. This tool allows you to see both the overall picture and individual touch points clearly, crucial for effectively improving your service. Whether you're aiming for a major overhaul or a small change like updating your website, a customer journey map reveals how these improvements influence all aspects of your service. Key points. 1. Create a memorable customer experience to ensure repeat business. 2. Focus on understanding and meeting diverse customer needs. 3. Combine qualitative insights with statistical data for effective service design. 4. Include all stakeholders in the service design process. 5. Sequence interactions to ensure a smooth customer experience. 6. Provide tangible items as reminders of the service to enhance loyalty. 7. Use tools like stakeholder and customer journey maps to visualize and improve service.